grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, Buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in.
That is correct. That's why Chris Fowley's here.
G'day.
G'day, mate.
Hey.
How's life?
Oh, pretty good. It's our first Thursday, getting set up on K Road.
That's exciting.
Feel the excitement building.
Is it fever pitch, would you say, at this point? What even is
it? It's getting there. It's getting there. Let's just put it there. It's building.
Has it been 6 months since we were last there?
It has.
Brilliant. Wow.
Time is flowing by.
I know. But
now,
yeah.
What's going on up at the Hemp Store tonight, actually, for First Thursdays? Is there a famous band that had a hit single on the BFM Top 10 playing there?
Piss off. We've actually two hit singles. I'll stop you there, John. That's right. We're going to have a jam outside the front of the shop. We can assemble a crew and put a drum kit there and see what happens. It's gonna be great.
I almost tripped over it. It's already there.
Is it?
I left a guy in charge.
Oh, that's good. Is it in your shop at the moment?
It'll be fine.
Okay, that's early delivery on the drum kit. Okay. Good to know.
No, it's going
to
be good. About 7, I think. Hey?
Yeah, I'm leaving here at 6, so we can assemble our crew. And then I've brought a nice carpet, a nice trippy carpet that I'm going to put down.
Very good.
And maybe like a little hat.
So start yelling at people.
Oi, I've had two hit singles on BFM. You better listen.
Oi. That would fit in. You know. Yeah.
If you're going to be shouting out stats, might as well get it right. That's where I'm coming from.
That's right.
Where we are at Marijuana Media. That's why you'll hear Chris tell us the exact stats rather than John and I just guessing around in the middle of nowhere stoned as.
Well, I wasn't going to put it that way, but you know, yep. So what else we got happening? We got some hemp foods. You can come on and try that. You know, hemp foods are legal now.
You can do that.
You can do that. You can. Although, now that we're going to import some things from overseas, from Europe, we've found that you need this phytosanitary certificate, and it's still all a bit of a rigmarole. Mm. You don't need that with other foods, but because cannabis is still a drug, you know, it just has all these different layers and levels of rules and things. So, hemp foods, we've got some of that, and we've got J-Red, J-Dead, new name.
Okay.
He's playing some funk. Have you heard some funk?
You told me about this.
You will tonight.
Okay. So are people going to be able to try hemp food? Is that what you're offering right now?
You can now try it. We don't have to turn the other way.
But like for First Thursday, you can pop in. Are you going to have some samples? Is that where you're getting it?
Oh, you know.
What's this funk situation?
Little farmer's market style samples, bit of a toothpick kind of here you go kind of thing.
No, that's good though. But I think people will be quite curious.
Yeah, give it a go.
I think people will be curious.
Yeah.
Mm. What the hell is pH funk? All the kids are doing it?
Yeah, it's beyond me, but come down and find out.
Okay.
That's all I can say.
Okay.
Special surprise.
Hemp Store on K Road. Happening, I guess it's all kicking off soon, and then it goes until about 9 o'clock, isn't it?
That's the one, and a whole lot else, of course, all up and down the road. It's all good. And but back to the weed. So the big thing that happened today and yesterday, of course, is the medicinal cannabis bill back in Parliament, having what's called the Committee of the House, and so it's between the second reading and the third reading, right? And the second reading, they're like the actual votes, you know. And this stage, the Committee of the House, people get to put up their amendments, and they go through it line by line and word by word, and so it can get quite, going through it line by line, and so that's what they've been doing. And it's quite funny, you know, with their little arcane kind of ceremonies. Like they literally take the big golden mace that's off on the table, and they put it under the table.
Time to talk.
It's under the table now, and like the speaker is gone and replaced by the chairperson, and it's all kind of run a little bit differently. You know, it's quite weird. Anyway, you can watch it on Parliament TV and kind of watch them doing it. They were doing it again earlier today for a couple more hours. As I say, going through it all line by line. But what you can say, the government brought back what's called an SOP, supplementary order paper, that was tabled yesterday afternoon, and that is the government position, right? They wouldn't have put that up if they hadn't all agreed to that. So that's what's going to happen. And now they're just going through and inserting all that package of amendments. And National are trying for their ones. Shane Retty has also put through a bunch of amendments amendments, which is also called supplementary order papers. He's put through a bunch. These are not actually the same as the ones that that he talked about a few months ago that were in the media. The patient ID card that doctors were going to issue under his scheme, which we thought was pretty cool, and then you would take this patient ID card down to the pharmacy where you would be able to obtain a range of different products. Well, that whole thing seems to be gone from his one. So, but anyway, it's not... to put it bluntly, it's the chance of it being adopted is very low, or in fact zero almost, because it's from the opposition and the government are not going to do it. They've put forward their one, which, as I say, they're passing. So the gist of that is they've done a few things. One is they've redefined CBD products. They're doing it by the ratio of THC that's remaining in it, as opposed to trying to find it by the CBD. It gets a bit technical, but basically the way they had done it, it would have made it very difficult to make products that comply with it, and New Zealand would have been different to the rest of the world. So they've kind of tidied up that a bit. One of the main things that patients have been focused on is the exemption, and this is because of the concern that it was going to take a long time for the rules to get worked out, for the scheme to happen. So the exemption has been extended from terminal patients to what's called palliative care. Now, a strict definition of palliative care is probably about 25,000 patients, but it kind of covers people who have a long-term degenerative conditions, particularly if they're in pain, it's affecting their life. So potentially it could be a lot of people who have chronic pain. It could be, you know, most patients, in fact. So because of the way that's worded and that, we don't think the police are even going to try enforcing that or testing around the edges of prosecuting patients. There's not really that appetite on their part to bring patients before the courts. So the exemption is there. It is not as much as what we hoped for. It's more than what's before, but again, you know, the chance of people being prosecuted in the next 12 months are fairly remote. And that's the key thing. The bill now contains a provision that it will all be done and in effect in terms of the scheme in 12 months. And so that means empowering the officials, giving them the resources, but it means that's part of law. That's just not a vague target. That has to happen. And so by this time next year, the medical cannabis scheme will be up and running. You'll be able to go to your doctor. You'll be able to have it prescribed.
Wow.
Where the products are available right there and then, you know, that might be another issue we have to work through. But that brings me to the fourth major change, which is the so-called amnesty on genetics. And that's also had a lot of attention. And so, again, we can very much say that, you know, this will be part of the bill when it passes on Tuesday, the next sitting day. It's scheduled to be Tuesday afternoon, should be passing. And the allowing local genetics is really important because every other country in the world has done it except for Australia. And if you don't allow it, then you have to do some sort of deal to get strains and that from other countries that you've got to pay them. In the case of Australian companies,
Monsanto.
10% or so of their equity, or like millions of dollars in some cases, and then you're just growing what other people are growing, and you're not doing anything different, so you're locked into that, right? If we want to do something different in New Zealand and find a niche and have the equivalent of wine, where people go, oh, I want that, the stuff that comes from that certain valley in New Zealand is really awesome.
Well, the one with the most amount of stickers and awards on it, obviously. So the
exactly. Well,
and at the cheapest
price.
Happen.
I'm sure that will happen, you know. But if you've only got other people's strains, it's very difficult, right?
Yeah.
Just quickly, Chris, for those people that are vying to turn the grow lights on and make the medicinal cannabis or grow it. I mean, if it's going to be, people are going to be able to get medicinal cannabis in a year's time, how long is it before people are going to have license to, you know, produce it in New Zealand?
Well, that is going to be the thing, right? So the scheme will come into effect. You'll be able to go down to your doctor and get a prescription, but what will you be able to get? So products will be able to be imported. And if we want locally made products, then ideally we've got a bit of a runway leading into that where people are starting to develop products in the next year so that it's all ready to go, right? Because that's been a bit of an issue with a lot of countries that have gone legal. They have problems around getting enough supply or rolling things out in a timely fashion, like we've seen in Canada. So, hopefully, you know, as I say, they've made that part of the law, or will be doing. So, you know, I'm sure that the officials will be properly resourced to make that happen, you know.
Okay.
But yeah, you're right. So imported products hopefully will happen pretty soon or very, you know, right as the law changes, ideally. And in terms of local things, we really don't know exactly. Like the way they've worded it in this amendment is not so much an amnesty like the media have reported, and like a few companies have been posting, and you know, people who have little stashes of seeds from whenever or wherever are getting kind of excited about it. The way they've worded it, it doesn't actually create an amnesty for the growers. It actually says that the regulations won't ask the producer to vouch for where their stuff came from. And that's different. That's protecting the producer. That's not protecting the supplier of the genetics.
Okay.
So
interesting.
Yeah. So there's still a few issues to work out.
It gets down to the nitty gritty, doesn't it? When you start really diving in.
It does, because then you go to do it, and some official says, "Nah, you can't do that."
That's my deck. That's my deck.
Damn it.
So it's still a bit to work through, but all moving in a good direction.
Great. Well, that, I feel like, I mean, we should probably wrap up there, but unless you had anything else. But that was heady. That was a heady run through of what's going down, and I enjoyed that.
Yeah, well, it's happening right now. And as I say, they come out for last vote on Tuesday afternoon. So, you know, fire off a quick email to MP if you want things to go further, or just give them the confidence to be bold on it. But those things that I've just said, they're all going to happen. You can take that as gospel. That's the government position. They've got the numbers. They will pass it. But if we want them to go further, then, you know, this is a good time. And also with the referendum all being decided over the next few weeks, so you really want to make your views known to your MPs now, particularly ones in governing parties, and Andrew Little, of course, whose department it is.
Sick.
All right. Hey, thank you very much, Chris Valley. Right. See you
Cheers,
up at the Hempstall this evening.
Yeah. Nice one.
Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.